Hello, guys, and welcome back to It's Out, your music podcast. I'm really happy to be back because we have a special guest today, someone I've never, ever met in my entire life, but I've heard her music on the radio a trazillion times, Sophie and the Giants. We had a very, like-minded conversation, and isn't her confident giving zero fucks era, so tune in. I'm gonna kiss somebody, drink that honey, gonna move my body tonight. I'm gonna lose composure. Like, do you ever, have you ever put your own claps into your songs? Because we've done that.
Yeah,
like,
I think my foot, because I have OCD, I would get very specific about how claps sound.
Oh my God. I don't even, talk to me about that, because having like OCD must, when you're a musician and a creative, must be insane.
It's a blessing and a curse, I think, because I really think very hard about things that I do. And I think I do make a lot of really good decisions and I make things the way that I really want them to be. And so like the longevity is like really good. But in the short term, like everyday OCD when it's not related to music is like pretty time consuming. And it's like I can have it with like sensory things and like I can have it with like sounds and...
Interesting.
And like just like the way that my room is organized. So it's like, it's just things that you don't really want to worry about. Yeah. You just want to chill.
Yeah.
But your brain is like, oh no, you have to move that because that's like, that's stressing me out.
That's so interesting. But that's probably also like takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
It's because you're constantly actually thinking. You're not just like existing and being...
Right.
You know
like
what I mean?
Present.
Yeah, being present.
Yeah. It's something that I really... I'm like working on at the moment because I kind of feel like actually getting older is kind of gets worse actually. Like as a kid I was just kind of like being a kid not really thinking about it
so
and then you become an adult and you start to become so aware of everything that it's kind of like you like I feel like I would like to just not really care about it but
yeah I know exactly
it does impact things so and I have ADHD too so that's so
she's like, I've got the whole package, baby,
I got the whole
package
thing.
Deal. But it's, oh my God, that's what you just said is just so true to what I've been thinking for like right now. I don't know, turning 21, it's like it's become but it's
congrats.
Thank you. But it's been a few months, but I still feel like, oh my God, this is being an adult is actually so weird because, like you said, you're so hyper aware of everything.
Yeah.
Kind of. And it
sucks.
I
was so fearless and like literally felt indestructible up until like the age of 21. And then I was like, oh, like then the real world kind of kicks you.
For sure. I mean, sometimes it's so like being a child, you have this like carefree energy.
Yeah.
And then maybe sometimes I feel like making decisions just based on, like, we used to do.
Spur of the moment.
Yeah, just intuitively, just like
I'm just going to run down the street, take
it
my pants
worked,
off.
It worked, obviously, because we're here. And then sometimes I feel like you might be your own, like, worst enemy as an adult.
Yeah.
Because we're just like,
your adult brain's kind of like, oh, no, I shouldn't do that.
Like, what the fuck?
Why?
Who decided evolution worked like that? Like,
right.
Why? How is it not the other way?
Like, I get so envious when, like, babies are, like, screaming on, like, planes and stuff. Because I'm like... Why is it not socially acceptable for me to just like scream right now? but they can scream.
how can Sophie not scream right now? Like imagine we would just get to like have the liberty to express our emotions without words whenever we love to. Like that's just
I'm trying so hard to like bring that back into my life though.
Yeah.
Like being more messy and more just like spur of the moment and like more playful.
Yeah.
And like not taking myself so seriously because I think that's one of the things about growing up is just like, oh, I have to be serious now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like not the vibe.
It really isn't.
I hate it.
It really isn't.
I don't want to take myself seriously. I want everything to be fun forever.
Yeah. No, I get that. And why not is like the question.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not? Because there's no kind of rule book to how you're supposed to live your life. But humans tend to do that, I guess, and it's so weird, and I'm trying to figure that out
You're
myself.
Like manually trying to do stuff all the time, and
yeah,
that really frustrates me. Like even how I'm sitting sometimes, I'm like, am I sitting like a human?
Yeah,
like, is this right?
That's like the anxiety part of it. I have that too, and then I look sometimes if I don't care, I like look back on the cliffs and like, why the fuck did I
Yeah.
Like, but it's also, it doesn't, yourself, it shouldn't matter, you know?
No. I'm definitely getting into my era of just, like, really not caring.
Yeah.
And you know what? If it upsets me to, like, watch something back, so I'm going to pick apart what I'm doing, I'm just, like, not going to watch it. I just feel like I'm just going to, I did that and let it live.
I did that.
Like, I just did that.
Yeah, I just did that. I ate. But, like, I don't have to look. I don't have to. Yeah, the things that you don't see, you don't know. It's
like, and I think that's the thing about being an artist, though, is, like, you do kind of lose living in the moment because you're constantly looking back on what you did.
Mm-hmm. And or, like, looking super forward and being like, yeah, this is coming up.
What am I going to do next?
Yeah.
How do I be even more exciting? It's like, just be.
Yeah.
Just be.
It's also probably, is it for you, like, a lot of the outside influence? Because I feel like, for artists at least, the feedback that you get is very, the momentum of, like, a release is a very short time thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, what do you bring out next? What's next? Or, like, and then you're still,
like,
kind of,
yeah, it's like a constant time warp. Like, there's never time to really anticipate anything. Like, I feel like sometimes you have periods where you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you don't know what's happening.
It's not,
so you're
your
just
control.
Trying to do everything because you're, like, trying to prepare for whatever is going to come next. And then all of a sudden you're thrown into, like, you're in promo again. Like,
wake up, wake the fuck up.
Yeah,
hello.
We're making an album now.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's amazing because you're manifesting those things constantly to have stuff to do. But then it's like, there's never any time to sort of, like, prepare. I feel like the music industry is so random and just, like, comes out of nowhere. And everything is always rushed for some reason. Like, what is the rush?
Amen. It's very true. There's so much music being brought out the whole time. You're like, why are things going so fast all of a sudden? Or I feel like maybe that's just me, or too slow.
There's not a good middle. That's the thing. That's why I'm always really torn up in, because I'm like, oh, well, when I'm at home and I'm like, oh, like, there's nothing happening and I'm getting really stressed.
That moment is horrible.
I hate that too. Yeah. But then, like, and then everything is suddenly happening again. And it's just like, I think the artists don't really have much of, like, a work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our industry and what we do is just so different to every other industry that exists, like, on the planet. It's like, it's just like, it's like we don't have a rule book and no one follows any rules and you're just, like, winging it constantly. But then there's also, like, not really any boundaries. It's like,
it's just insane.
It can be kind of unhealthy, I think. And but what I kind of love about our generation and the young people like Chapel Roan and stuff who are, like, making music is, like, they are setting boundaries. People are kind of having more of a voice that now, and they're just like, actually, this doesn't really fit me as a person, and if you want me to be mentally stable enough to, like, you know, keep making music and doing this thing, you kind of, like, the industry is going to have to adapt to me rather than adapting to the industry constantly, which is, like, insane and
historic, for sure.
Feral, just, like, completely unhinged.
Yeah, so unhinged. I love it. And
yeah,
just
I
natural.
Love it. It's like it's hard, but I love it.
It's super, and it's so just like a natural thing for her to do or other artists to do. Not a lot, but there's, like, a handful that do that. But then it's interesting. It's like a social experiment to see, like, how are people responding.
Right. It's hard.
It's scary.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's so empowering to me to see that, to see them doing it. But then there's also, like, an insane amount of, like, fear with how they're going to be treated. And, like, it feels like a turning point, but it also kind of feels like it is highlighting a lot of the things that are very wrong, which is kind of so it's like you're dealing with
step,
like,
closer
this, you're like, I feel like there's a huge shift happening,
but
in order to sort of make it to the other side, you have to sort of, like, bring all of the dirt up to the surface, and, like, it's kind of like therapy. So
a thousand percent. It's like they're highlighting the points right now, and then they're gonna start to pick them apart.
And you're going to have to go a little insane, a little,
for sure.
I had a moment, actually, where I was, like, I, like, almost had, like, a Britney moment. It wasn't, like, that bad, but where I, like, literally wanted to, like, give myself a buzz cut. Because having, like, the red hair and it being such a big part of my identity, like, when I found that for myself, I was just, like, this is me. And it was such a huge turning point in just, like, finding myself. But then having such a statement thing that's a part of you all the time, because this isn't a wig, it's like I actually can't step out of the artist. And so sometimes when I'm at home and I'm like, okay, I really need a like little mental health break, I still have to look in the mirror and be like, remember who you are all the time, because it's like staring at me.
Oh my God, interesting. Yeah.
So like I am thinking about investing in wigs. So that so I can kind of like, you know, like people do in their everyday jobs, where you, as soon as you step into your house and you close the door, I can just take the wig off and be no one.
Yeah.
And be just like, you know, someone who just doesn't have to think about their identity or being perceived or anything. And I think that's something that could be really pivotal for me in like having a better balance. Mm-hmm. But seeing it constantly, seeing the brand all the time is definitely like hard to escape from.
Wow, that's so interesting. And also how much hair can do. That's holds so much power, especially how people like what people associate with an artist. It's like, is it a specific type of outfit or like a hair color? And like you just said, you have this thing and it was nice for you to find it. But it's so funny because it was gonna be one of my questions. I was like, would you ever get rid of, like, would you ever be like, new era, purple, or is that for you just like I'm gonna keep this?
I like will, behind closed doors, like strip my hair, like take all the dye out and then just see how it makes me feel. And because red is actually like the worst hair color to have, it doesn't stay in your hair, so I have to wash it with like freezing cold water, and like I put the dye in my conditioner, so I'm like constantly.
So you're always cold in the shower? Is that like
Well, I've started doing it like where I like flip my head over.
Okay.
Like I don't want to be freezing, so I kind of just try and do it like they do it in the hairdresser. Okay. Where I just do my head. There's not always like the availability in like hotel rooms to do it that way, so sometimes I'm like, I'm just very adapted to like cold showers now.
People are like, oh my God, Sophie was here, the bathroom was red.
Yeah
There's dye everywhere.
That was it for a while, and then I started investing in my own towels because I started to feel really guilty about ruining so many hotel towels.
That's so funny.
But I don't bring my own pillowcases, so like that just has to.
Because also red is like, you could think that someone was massacred in the, like...
Exactly. It stains everything.
Oh my God.
Literally everything. But I kind of like, I have this fantasy of like going, part of me wants to grow my bangs out, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like what I want to do is I want to kind of like do it in secret, and then I would love to just like come out one day and look completely different.
Yeah, that's fun.
And like, I don't know. I like to be unpredictable.
I knew you were going to say that. But it's because you kind of have the control, and you're, it's also so fun. It's like you're playing dress up, and like,
exactly,
like you just said, do you ever go home and you just wear, like, you just put your hair up and you wear a hat and you're like, nah, I'm just like, I can't see my like artist self.
Yeah.
Because you can't really get away from your look.
I'm constantly like clipping my fringe back when I'm at home. Cause like,
yeah,
although this is like the look that I've chosen, I don't really like the sensory feelings of having a fringe and like, just,
really
like,
same. It's like, horrible.
I just want my head to breathe.
Yes. Yes. I
but
feel
it's
that
a
so
commitment.
Much. And I have so much respect for people with like micro bangs and stuff. I would die.
Mine was micro for a long time, actually.
Wow.
But
now
I let
mid,
it grow.
Mid length.
Yeah. Now it's like, acceptable. I'm still toying between like growing it out, so it's kind of like it gets to a certain length and then I'm like, oh no, and then I'm not ready. But I think this, like, this might be it. I don't know.
Okay,
it's Christmas. Anything can happen.
It's Christmas. Because it's we're in like a jolly season. Let's go. But it also fits a lot to like Christmas and stuff.
Yeah,
it's kind of on brand.
Yeah.
But going back to like the whole emotional part that we were talking about with like mental health and stuff, how did you do that internal work for you, or how are you doing it right now of making sure your like inner child is still there and gets to play in your new careless era?
It's super hard, but I find that I'm trying to work on like... It's really funny because I feel like humans are very contradicting, and I contradict myself all the time.
Oh,
but
it's a common theme for sure.
And I'm accepting that, and that's great.
Yeah.
For such a long time, like becoming an adult, I was trying to become super, super self-aware and super just like in control. And that, and then I got to a point where I was like, this is too much. This is crazy. Mm. And now I'm trying to do, I'm like actively trying to do the opposite, where I'm trying to not be self-aware, which like, some people are like super annoying when they have no self-awareness, but I am the opposite side of I'm like, when you're the opposite side of the spectrum and you're so hyper aware all the time, I actively am trying to really just like not analyze myself so much.
I feel
just
you be, so much
like I'm you were saying
exact same. It's horrible. I feel like it's a very artistry thing.
Yeah,
but you either have,
because you want to know what everybody else is like seeing.
Yes.
And like,
and it kind of like, gives you the gift of songwriting and being able to, because you perceive things in such a specific and like hyper aware like state that you're able to, you know, put that into your art. If, if you weren't aware, I feel like the like not very aware humans are like the 9-to-5ers.
Yeah.
You know, because like they don't, they're just like, okay, I'm going to do
right,
this.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Very robotic kind of.
But we're always thinking about everything, like, all at once. Like, everything is all-encompassing, like, your life, your art, your being. Mm-hmm. It's, like, in the way that you are really heavily influences the art that you're making. So it's, like, the music that I want to make now is, like, I really just want to make stuff that makes people feel so good. Like, I feel like that's what people, like, really are yearning for. And so I'm like making really fun music now, but then I'm also like, I'm trying to reflect what I'm making, because I feel like I'll write a song to manifest the way that I want to be or whatever. Like a lot of my songs are about like being strong and resilient and like empowered and like not caring and being just like gorgeous. And like, and like part of that is me just like, that's like my manifestation. That's how I keep, that's how I keep like getting what I want for myself, and like hopefully that helps other people along the way, and that's amazing.
Music is such a like a manifestation kind of thing that you can use to achieve things, because it makes you feel, you have to feel the way that you want to be, and it's sometimes it's hard to just be like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and manifest now, and it's like silence and you're just like journaling and you're like, what, this is fucking working. Music is like, I feel like personally the
like,
best way.
It's like our, it's the way that we journal. And then it's also like, I feel like once you make, because the reason why I started making music, and the same for a lot of people, is because like you don't really know 100% how to communicate your feelings properly. So that's your way.
Amen.
And so like, I feel like sometimes I don't even understand how I feel. And then you write a song and then you're like, oh, I get it now.
Like, I actually hate this person.
Like you tell yourself through making the song. And so, like, that's how I'm trying to, like, now that I've hacked that, I'm, like,
boom,
using it to my advantage, I'm like, okay, so I want to, like, I'm going to write stuff that is more carefree, more silly, more, like, confident, and that is going to really impact me personally and help me become that more, like, carefree person.
Yes, and, amazing.
Yeah.
But also, like, production-wise, it does a lot, because you could have all the lyrics that you're talking about right now and write about them, but you make very, like, I was thinking about Shut Up and Dance, where you said, like, you just want people to move, to feel better. Shut up and dance and move your body. Shut up and dance and make your heart beat. Shut up and dance. Shut up and dance like you're invisible. How do you feel better for yourself? Is that something that you like to do? Like, go clubbing, partying, just move?
Yeah.
Get that out of your system?
Anything that just gets me out of my head, like any kind of physical activity will definitely do that to me. Like I love like going to the gym and like playing tennis, like anything that's like, it's,
girl, I cannot relate. Good for you.
But I'm not a sporty person. I'm also like not super fit either. Like that's just like stuff.
But I get that.
That
does do something. Like,
it's just to do something. You know, when you're like,
really
I just
good.
Need to do something.
Yeah.
So like if it's like the daytime and you can't go to the club, go play some tennis, you know.
When you're not in Berlin and you cannot go to the club during the day.
Yeah.
Yes, then you have to go to the fucking gym. So, yeah.
But like, that's my release, is like dancing and screaming and anything that's just not to do with my internal monologue. If it takes me away from that, then
the external things. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But okay, I have to. I jump back and forth because I'm not diagnosed with ADHD, so I'm not gonna say anything. But I do. I'm a jump back and forther in conversations.
That sounds like it. Yeah.
Sounds like it, or it's autism. No. But talking about the production again and like the I mean, the genre that I would perceive your music as is like very pop EDM, just in your face kind of.
Yeah.
But it has so many influences from like so many decades and eras that I could think of when I listened to it.
Yes, I love that.
Sometimes I was like, oh, this is kind of like a... I hate comparing music, but sometimes, you know, it sparks something in me, like the Lady Gaga,
no, I do it all the time.
More of the electronic dance feely things. And there's sometimes they're so camp and so like voguey. I don't know. There's something in it. And
that's the dream. Oh my God.
That's why I was interested in your personal preference for music. If that's like why you're making this music, or if you just love listening to it.
I grew up listening to a lot of like Donna Summer, ABBA, like Bee Gees. Like my parents are super like disco dance people. And so that was the kind of world that I grew up in. And then, like, I got really into, like, Blondie and, like, more alt bands. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Gaga came about and I was obsessed with pop. And it's, like, I feel like now it's just, like, the whole spectrum of everything that I've kind of just, like, consumed and absorbed when I've listened to music has, like, just seeped into everything.
Yeah. It's like you're a sponge and we can hear you.
I am
like,
a sponge.
In the music, it's...
I'm so, so spongy.
Cool. You're so spongy.
Yeah.
We love spongy people.
We are. But also, the older I got, the more, like, queer I realized I was.
Mm.
So that was a huge turning point in my music because, like, before I was making very, like, kind of, I don't know.
Straight music. Yes.
Like, everything up until, like, Hypnotized was quite straight.
And you can hear it. You can hear it.
Yeah. People are always like, oh, I miss that. And I'm like, I love that for you.
You go.
But I'm not straight. So it's not like authentic to me anymore.
Do you feel like your music's gotten better? Because that's a very...
In my opinion,
that's
yeah.
something that happened to me. Because it's like, oh, shit, there's a new ROM that just opened up.
Yeah, definitely. It's like the more you learn about yourself and the more you embrace your personality or your sexuality or whatever makes you you.
Yeah.
Makes your music better, of course. Because it's so much more authentic. And like... I think authentically, I am just like voguing in my head all the time. So, I just want to make music that makes people want to dance and feel good and feel liberated. And that is so ingrained in queer culture. So, that is everything for me.
True.
It's freedom.
What's your connection to that kind of fan base like right now? How has that evolved? Because when I look at an artist like social media, that's kind of the only fucking source I have to you without not talking to you. So I love getting to like actually ask these questions because social media, even though there's a lot that you might post or be active in or not, it still doesn't give me enough in then to really know like who you are. And I feel like the music brings me like the closest to your art.
Yeah. And I don't chat much on social media. So like excited I'm doing something like this.
Yeah.
Like for me.
It gives you the chance to like finally talk about everything that you've been.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
But how's that queer community like to you?
It's so good.
On stage and online, like what's that like?
On stage, I mean, I just got off tour with Pebble Disco Machine, who I did Hypnotize and In the Dark and Paradise and stuff. And he's like been one of the main people I've collaborated with.
Mm-hmm.
And like super straight guy, but also like makes
I looked at it, I was like,
But like the queerest, funnest music. And like we were on tour with like all these dancers. It was like so colorful.
He's an ally. I love that for him.
Right? Hugely. And like, so it was the first tour I did where like, the queers kind of outweighed the straights in a way. It was like
amazing.
And that was so wholesome and so like I just felt I never felt more seen and more like I really belonged in like a space and really accepted in a space. So that's changed like a lot. That was like really pivotal. And I feel like from now on, like, you know, you just have to demand what you want, and that is what I want. And I've also seen recently, like, I'm getting so many, like, drag queens following me now and stuff.
Ooh,
and, like,
that must feel great.
That must
feel, because they're amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel accepted. Yes. I feel like.
You got, like, the stamp of approval.
Right? You know? Yeah. I've passed, like, administration into the queer community.
Yes.
I'm in now.
Yes. You're in now.
Yeah.
There's no way out.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you. Is that, I don't know what it's like for, it's very different for every artist, like being on tour. Do you use the time to meet people, like friends, whatever it is, especially with the queer community? Because I feel like sometimes you meet people after shows, you hang out, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or you tend to be the artist that's like, I'm so burnt out and tired. I'm just going to go put my red hair dye in the hotel bathroom and like talk to no one.
Yeah, I'm such, I'm like two extremes put together. I'm such a like party animal, but I'm also like, I just burn out so hard and then I'm like, I have to go be alone. Because I'm like, I can never work out if I'm introverted or extroverted.
I don't even think you need to. You can just like whatever you feel like that day.
I am whatever.
Because you're human. In the end, it's like a very fluid thing.
So like on tour, it's a bit of both. Like I will literally some nights stay up till 4 a.m. and then hate myself the next day. and then I'll spend 2 days like, you know, just like, okay, I'm going to like meditate. And like, I think the balance is good. Yeah. I think it's good to be both and to change all the time. Like sometimes I am just like super antisocial.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like I just want to spend time with my family. And then other times I'm literally like on a rager. For a couple months. Maybe it's like manic episodes.
Maybe I'm bipolar. I'm manic. No, I think I assure you, because I'm pretty similar when it comes to that, but it's like chunks of time where I'm like this and that. I think it's just
But it's good to just human. Go with the flow.
Yeah. I think it's just being human.
And also listening to your body, because sometimes you are resilient enough to go a bit crazy
for whatever reason. Sometimes you're just charged up, you're not,
and it depends what you're going through in life as well. If you're having a breakup or whatever, then like you're raging, you're like, you're off, you cannot be traced.
Yes. Do your body's gonna tell you what you need. Exactly. What's been your favorite kind of release party moment? Have you ever partied in Berlin?
Yeah, but
oh no.
it's very, there's a way that things work here, right?
Yeah.
That seems like there's rules. Yeah. And it's, for me, I just didn't do my research enough. And I went to a sort of club and queued for a couple hours. But I went straight after I played a show. So I was like dressed a certain way that I think wasn't the vibe. Because everybody who was getting in was wearing like, people looked chill. Like they were looking for chill people. And I was very like dressed. So I think I went to the wrong club. And like, so I queued for 2 hours and then they were like, nope.
What the hell? But yeah. I feel like if I, you look like you're from Berlin to me.
Right.
And I'm from Berlin. I was born here, but I.
Maybe I was just like too happy.
I feel like you'd get into the good clubs though, for sure. Like, yeah. I don't know what you're into, like techno, everything. Dance, whatever.
Everything. I'm very moldable.
We have really shit hip hop clubs here, so don't go to it.
Yeah, maybe
club.
Not that. I did actually end up, after I didn't get into that club, I randomly ended up in like a really cool Afrobeats party, and like everyone was just like dropping it. It was like everyone was going so hard, and it was so fun because it wasn't like, you know how sometimes in clubs you get that like dead.
Yes, me all the time,
like,
bro.
Yeah. Sometimes that is so the vibe.
Yeah.
But like in this scenario, they were like, just like, you know, when you just like have those big circles and everyone's like having their moment and like dancing in the
just
middle.
Just twerking.
And like, yeah, I was like, I hadn't been to many Afrobeats parties. So I was just kind of like really, really enjoying sitting on the sidelines and like experiencing the culture and just like, this is such a vibe. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going to do that more.
Cool.
But I can do any party. Anything. Just invite me. I'll be there.
Oh my God, yes, I will. You seem like a fun person to party with.
Yeah.
I'll need like a 1 month in advance kind of.
Yeah.
You know, and then
same.
I know.
I like a plan.
Yes. Very good. Very good. I kind of want to jump back to Purple Disco Machine. Because what's your guys' relationship like? Is it like a very like family kind of feeling when you work with a person that you've been working with so many things that have been so successful, and you spend so much time on tour as well, and you probably on a human level connect so much, I'm guessing, because you keep going back to the music relationships are so deep because you're literally like on top
bearing
of each other for like hours and they know everything about you.
Yeah. I'm coming back down tonight because I've been hypnotized by the lights, but I'm coming home, I'm coming back down tonight. He's such a human, and I love that. Sometimes artists are very artist, and I would consider myself an artist, but I'm also like very human. So I think we connected on a way that I've not really had with many people, I think, in my lifetime, where it's sort of just like very real, very honest. It's just really, really nice, and he's super humble. And I love that I met him at the point that I did in my career, because he's helped shape me a lot as a person, because he kind of let me know that it was okay to be like that in an industry Amazing. Where you do meet a lot of people that are kind of like, you just feel like they kind of have their guard up. I really hope that I don't become one of those people, because I would really love to always wear my heart on my sleeve. And yeah. I think it's really good to do that and to just be honest.
It really is a gift. Not a lot of people, like, especially, I feel like you've probably met a lot of artists as well.
Yeah.
Being an artist. But you just mentioned you don't really hang out with a lot of artists.
I don't.
You're more of a family gal.
Well, recently, I think just, like, the busier I've become in my career, like, I'm always, like, flying somewhere. But, like, having that kind of lifestyle really does put a lot of things into perspective. And when I'm home, the little time that I do have, when I'm not, like, you know, working, because we just work 24/7. Yeah. That's, like, being an artist. It's your lifestyle. So, like, when I am off, it's, like, family is number one. And, you know, things happened in my family this year which were really, really difficult and really, like, just opened my eyes so much to what's really important in life. Oh, and, like, making music is obviously, like, so important, but it's, like, also equally as important as my family and making sure that I spend, like, really valuable time with them.
Yeah. Sometimes so you lose sight of that. And then sometimes when, like, rough things happen, it kind of, like, ooh.
You're like, oh, shit. Like, I'm alive. Oh, like, oh, I still, real things happen.
Yeah, and it doesn't even mean that you don't love your family or you forgot about
but
them.
But we just,
people,
like,
do get really busy and it can suck.
Right. I think we just get carried away with, like, just being, like, living and doing things. And then sometimes when stuff happens, it kind of just, like, the world just stops. And you really have to question what is important and how you want to use your time. And sometimes it's a blessing in an awful circumstance. But, like, that's changed a lot for me. And hanging out with artists is, like, even more, like, I just feel like I sparkle when I'm around them because I don't get to do it a lot. And where I'm from as well, there's not a lot of artists.
Where? Okay, explain that to me. Location.
Have you ever seen the Ali G movie?
No.
Okay.
Wait, yes, I have.
Yeah,
I have. It was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, so that is set in a place called Staines, and that is where I'm from.
Oh my God, that's so
And it's,
British.
Like, so random, but, like, nothing really happens there. Yeah. It's kind of just like a commuter's town where loads of people live there because it's affordable and you can get to London quite easily and stuff.
Oh my God,
but it's
amazing.
Not London. It's, like, out of the zones. It's far out. But it's, like, it's also right next to Heathrow Airport, which is very
blessed.
Ideal for me. So.
Amazing. Because there's sometimes I've heard that artists, when they're among other artists that maybe do the exact same thing. Because there's, if you're a mute, like, a singer, songwriter, and you're in a room with a painter and, like, a guitarist and a producer, that's kind of really nice. Because you get to, like, sponge it up again. You're a sponge. But if you're in a room full of, like, four other people that do the same thing, what does that feel like to you? Are you more of a, like, ooh, I get to, like, learn from you and hang out? Or does that intimidate you? Because changes for me.
It's hard. I think I have, like, a sort of time limit, I think. Not, like,
okay, time's up,
not
guys.
Like, time's up, guys.
Bye.
But just, like, in a sense of, like, I don't think the same way as a lot of people. I think, like, creative people, you use the other side of your brain a lot more than you use, like, the, like, mathematical side of your brain.
That one's dead.
So I just think there is sort of, like, two types of people. And sometimes I do feel, like, very alien around people who aren't creative or aren't, like, school sucked. Like, there weren't many people who were creative and wanted to do what I did. So I just, like, constantly just didn't really feel like I had much to relate to. And
did you second guess yourself? Did that make you feel like maybe I'm wrong?
Well, I think I definitely felt like an alien, but I kind of loved it at the same time.
Which is amazing, because some people, they lose their
right,
spark.
Yeah,
they're like, oh,
so true.
I'm
they
not
just
supposed-
conform, like, yeah, I'm going to be like everyone else because that seems easier. But
you
I kind of
have
liked
to hold
it.
Up yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're so special.
I liked...
Bing!
You are. I felt like I was different and I really liked that. I always wanted to do my own thing. I've always been, like, very independent, very, like, in my own lane. I always am just thinking about, like, what do I want to do and not really, like, thinking too much about what else is going on. I feel
amazing.
Like, you know, like, a lot of artists, or they is said to be like competitive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, when I meet other artists, I'm just like, I'm so gassed.
Super gassed. Yeah.
Good
for you.
I'm so happy that you're having such a great time and your career is like blowing up. That has nothing to do with me. That's not pulling me down. That is not making me feel any way.
Interesting.
I get social media, like, because that kind of pressure is unnatural and like not something that we were like born with. So like the pressure to keep up with social media, I feel very different. So I don't love looking at what other people are doing on social media. But like when I'm having human interactions with other artists and hanging out with them, it's like, it's fucking beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, as you should. I feel like, but there's not a lot of artists that are like that. I remember growing up when I was super young. I started when I was 12. People used to be like, so, do you know that kind of when you get the free pass because you're a child?
Right.
That was me. Like, I was like the industry, but I was like, everyone loved me so much and I got so many, like so much feedback and so many artists just like being really nice to me because I was young and I was automatically like on a hierarchy thing. I would be under them anyway because I was like 10 years younger. But the second I got older, there's some OGs that are still like supportive and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all of a sudden, I feel like I'm a threat to people when I walk in. Yeah.
Damn.
I've been getting that energy from
a lot of people.
I hate
feeling like that. That's such a like, you shouldn't have to deal with that when you already have so much shit to think about every day.
It's so weird. That's why I love.
Think about how you make people feel in a negative way. It sucks.
Yeah. That's why I love your energy towards other artists because there is like an energy exchange between that, especially, I don't know, sometimes when people blow up very fast, but they're very new, you can tell that they don't really know how to navigate through that.
Oh, I imagine that is so stressful.
Yeah.
The mental hoops you have to jump through to just sort of like adapt.
And not having like even maybe been in that vicinity ever must be insane.
Right? Yeah, I've been kind of lucky in so, well, kind of, like, crazy lucky, but, like, when my success started to really happen, it was during lockdown. Okay, it was lucky, but it wasn't great at the same time. It was, like, I was, like, locked in my bedroom, and they were, like, oh, you're, like, famous in Italy now, you're this and that, and, like, it was so hard to comprehend what that was, and that it was real, and, like, that was, like, very, I was having like an existential crisis, basically. But at the same time, I had a bit of time to sort of like get ready for the real world when it started to happen again. So like, you know, I was like doing things like therapy and like taking my time and like, because I was locked in my house anyway.
Yeah.
It was like I had a bit of time to sort of mentally prepare myself for what might happen.
Yeah.
When the world starts again.
Insane. It's
which
insane.
Was nice.
Because you don't have anything tangible to be like, I'm here. This is the crowd. These are the screams. It's just like you're in your bedroom and people, like, you can see on your phone, but it must feel so weird.
Yeah. It was crazy because the first show I played, which was the first show I ever did with Purple Disco Machine, and it was the first, like, biggest show I'd ever done in, like, an arena, and it was empty because they weren't allowed to have crowds. So it was, like, just a completely empty arena and three massive cameras.
That's so sad. Well, that's inhumane.
Yeah.
I guess, people had to do that, but it's still so sad.
But it was like, I wasn't sure how to like get, because I feed so much off of like other people's energy I didn't know. I was just like, I was so stressed when I got on stage. I was like, how am I going to
Where are the gays? We need the gays right now. At least give me like three front rows, bro.
Yeah, just
like,
three. I just
with
need
like
three.
Masks and just
yeah.
like. Oh my God. I keep forgetting that era.
Right. It was insane thinking about it now. It feels so far away, but it wasn't.
It feels so, like I'm not even. I wasn't alive then. I feel like I just wasn't there.
We blocked that out.
It's not there.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's talk about the future a bit before we end things, because I have to go to therapy.
Yay!
In like half an hour. It's so weird. I have to like jump back and forth between
the
studio.
Going?
I'm new with this woman because I left my old therapist because she said some
you gotta kiss
weird
some frogs. Oh my god,
shit.
I've been there.
What's the experience been like for you? Because what the fuck? I was like,
I don't
you're
even
a
know
therapist?
If I want to expose this. Kind
yeah,
of
you
thing,
don't have to.
No,
you
but I mean,
to.
I have like I've been through a few because sometimes I think to be a psychologist or a therapist, you got to have a certain amount of crazy as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a lot of them are incredible, but like they have to understand everyone mm-hmm. and everything. You know what I mean? So like, I've met some people who are like freaked me out. So I moved on.
Wow.
Also, I think there's some issues with the way that mental health care works in the UK, because I've tried private, I've tried like on the NHS, which we have, and like the experience that I had wasn't incredible, because they have to have people who volunteer. So they have no training, really.
That's insane.
And they're just going off of like a booklet of what they think they should be telling you, like, and
it applies to everybody too.
It's super dangerous, and it was really dangerous for me, because the way that they sort of treated me was the main thing that I've had therapy for is my anxiety and my panic attacks, which like I was just like I was dealing with every day for a long time. And then just this one woman was like, you have a distress disorder. And it was like, and I was like, what the hell is that? And she was like, you're just not dealing with, like, you know, like when you step in a puddle and you just like get wet and you don't like being wet or something.
What the fuck?
And I was like, what?
I'm speechless.
I was like, I just didn't know how
makes
to even
me
like, and then I felt like me being a people pleaser as well. I was just kind of like, I just have to give her more of a chance. And I did like 3 or 4 sessions, and I was like, this is actually making me feel worse. So I had to leave it.
You had the power to leave. That's good. It's difficult, like you just said.
But I kept having to say to her, I was like, I don't think this is right. Like, I think this is damaging. And she was like, I'm just doing what the book's telling me to do.
Girl, oh my God. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah, I kind of had an experience like this, but she was a sport therapist. Like, she would do, like, football players, like, especially women and stuff.
Cool.
The lesbians.
Oh, and, hell yeah.
No, but the things that came out of her mouth, I was like, this is insane and not good for me. So I left. Now I have a new one, and I'm still in, like, the... You know, in the beginning sessions, where you have to, like, unload, like, everything and, like, just go, like, chronologically in order. That's the only part that I'm in right now. So we're good.
We're good.
For now. For now, we're
feeling
good.
Feeling it out.
Yes.
See how they react to all this.
Yes. Okay, but my last question probably would be something that I'm curious about when it comes to your art, just for the future. What are you kind of experimenting with that's coming up sound-wise and also songwriting-wise? Like, what's going on?
I'm so excited. I'm doing like the biggest project I've ever done right now.
Oh, shut up.
And I don't know if I could like announce it. I'm not gonna announce it.
Just whatever you feel comfortable with.
But it's big. Like, expect big things.
Big things coming soon. We'd love to hear that.
But it's like, it's so good. Like, I've been focusing on just like follow-up singles for such a long time. And like, that's been a vibe. Loved it. But it's been so good just like indulging in like a project, like a world, like creating something that is like just like every, it just feels like I'm tapping into every part of my personality and my experiences, what I want to be moving forwards, and like the world that I want to create and how I want to like influence other people with my music. And it's really doing like beautiful things for myself. Like, I just feel like I'm getting so in touch with what I want and who I am, and so that's really awesome. And like, not just seeing songs for songs, but just also seeing it as like an entire entity. It's like you're creating a baby.
As a musician, I know exactly what you're talking about right now.
But it's beautiful. Like, I've never done this before, so this is, I've tried
incredible. Yeah,
but now is like the, you know, when everything just like aligns, and you know,
it has to for that specific
time.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things have to fall into place.
You have to be ready.
Yes. And you can feel it. It's like you wake up and you're like, it's time for
this.
Yeah. And then you just, boom, you go
full speed ahead.
Yeah.
And it has been crazy.
Wow. You must feel so like fulfilled and safe at the moment too. Like,
I do.
Because I feel like singles, even though, like you said, it's fun, but it's also very like the momentum, like I said, it's just very boom, 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 onto the next, onto the next promo phase, onto the next.
Yeah.
And you have like a whole fucking chunk of things that all make sense together and not by themselves.
Right. And you can't really get as like bored, like we spoke about how the industry moves so quickly. And like, by the time you release a song, you know, it's like a song you wrote like a year ago or something, and you've listened to it like 800 times by the time everyone's hearing it for the first time. And like, you know, it's still
your
baby.
And now you have to perform it.
Yeah. And you've already rehearsed it a million times. It's like, so there's like, it's exciting to have so many things to focus on that there's no room to really get bored of anything or to get sick of it. You're just like, you get excited about one thing and then you forget how exciting that other thing was that you made. So you're like, just, I'm like bouncing around at the moment, which my ADHD is like loving and my OCD is like thriving because I'm getting to be super like putting the microscope to everything and really getting it right in the way that I want it. And that's
amazing.
I'm so happy. I'm like in my best era. I'm so happy.
We got her in her best era. Yeah. That's amazing. So good. Oh my God. I'm happy for you and I'm excited.
Thank you.
And then this is probably going to be like, we're going to like call you back and check in on you when that is out and that is happening, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be soon. It's like, is coming like
oh my god
yeah
that's so exciting. I'm going to therapy now, guys. That is so fun. I've never
you're
ended,
so ready right
I've
now
I've never ended an episode like this ever. I'm inspired.
I love it.
But Sophie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun.
Me too. Aww.
Let's do this again sometime.
Yes. Round two, bitches. I'm ready. Thank you so much. Bye guys.
Bye. I'm gonna
Dead's Out Podcast ist eine Produktion von Podcast Network by Sony Music. Idee und Redaktion Sarah Heiß. Executive Producer Sarah Heiß, Lukas Barth und Sandra Pfeiffer. Audio und Video Jonathan Heffner, Lukas Barth und ich, Faye Montana. Und die Songs aus dem Podcast findet ihr auf der Dead's Out Playlist. Und alle, die mich beim Talken sehen wollen, finden Videos zum Podcast bei Snapchat und TikTok. Und nicht vergessen, Dead's Out überall zu folgen und zu abonnieren. Danke, bye!